You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Yes, welcome everybody to episode number 617. We are glad that you're with us. Hope you're having a great week. I don't even know what day this will air, but
I don't even know what day it is.
Hope you have a great week, weekend, whatever day it is. Enjoying life.
Definitely. Today we've got a good question. We're talking about comparing a few drones. Some drones that I'm not sure have been compared yet. They could have been. Not by us. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about, let's paint a picture here first. We're going to be talking about different drones, but we're going to be talking about different drones in the sense of a business owner. If you're a one man team, if you're a three man team, anywhere from say one to five, you're a small drone business. This podcast could really help you in determining which drone is the best for you. And personally, Rob, I love doing these types of questions way after we've gotten the drones. And you know, this question came in, I think it was like a month or two ago, and I'm sorry for the delay, but I really wanted to get an intimate feeling with the Inspire 2 before we answer this question, because people are still asking, look, Inspire 1 still seems relevant. Inspire 2 is awesome. Phantom 4 Pro is awesome. What do I buy? And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the pros and cons based off of our experience and some, I would say, ancillary thoughts and points that come to my mind that I think are important for other pilots. But I'm always open to hearing your comments. In fact, even yesterday on the DJI Mavic Pro owners group, someone was like, you know, you guys are really silly sometimes and you really don't, like, you don't need to be. So if you have a comment or something, please let us know. Just go to askdroneyou.com. Or upload a question.
Well, that's a true statement. We don't need to be.
No.
Right? I mean, thank you.
Doesn't everyone like a little humor in life?
That just cracks me up. You don't need to be. Thank you for that, whoever that was.
Yeah, I will leave the teddy bears at home next time.
That's right. Anyways. I don't know why I find that so funny.
Play the question.
What I do.
Hey guys, it's Cameron from South Lake Tahoe, California. I've been listening and watching for at least 7 months now. Started my company 6 months ago, and here it is, my first question. I've recently made a pretty big breakthrough. The snowball is moving, but I would like to upgrade my drone. It's a Phantom 4, and I want to hear your thoughts. I know you've talked about this, Paul, comparing the Inspire 1 and 2, but more specifically to what I'm doing, which is real estate and golf courses, these three drones, the Phantom 4 Pro, the Inspire 1, and the Inspire 2, I feel like they all have very different pros and cons. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. You guys made this all possible. Thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. Thanks for making it all possible, guys. Living the drone life.
Thank you, Cameron, for the question and the kind words. Love hearing that the snowball is starting to pick up steam. That's fantastic. I guess that doesn't really work. Do snowballs pick up steam? Anyways.
It depends on if you're in California or in Canada.
Oh, all right.
Because you could have a snowball roll down from heavenly and magically get across the lake and maybe down the hill to Pleasanton, and then maybe it'll steam.
And it'll have some steam.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyways. I don't know. It's just cool. And we appreciate you. And we're glad that things are starting to work out for you. Glad that you're finding these opportunities open up for you. And so now we need to help him figure out what to move forward with.
Yeah. And unlike my reply to your last statement, what I will say will make sense. That being said, Phantom 4 Pro, Inspire 2, Inspire 1. I really wanted to talk about pros and cons for each, but also showcase to people why they may want a certain drone over another one. So there's no rhyme or reason to this. There's just
thoughts.
Just thoughts. So let's paint the picture really quick. Okay. Phantom 4 Pro, about a 350 millimeter size quadcopter, about, I think it's 9-inch props. Inspire 2 is a little bit larger than the Inspire 1. It throws, I think, a 15-inch prop versus a 13-inch prop on the Inspire 1. Hmm. If you live in high elevations or cold temperatures, you're really going to like the Inspire 2. Why do I say that? Number one, the Inspire 2 is one of the first birds to have high altitude props offered by DJI. On top of that, they also have self-heating batteries. The Inspire 2 has self-heating batteries. So if you're finding yourself flying in cold environments, I would recommend the Inspire 2. And that's probably one of the only times I would recommend the Inspire 2.
Really? That surprises me to hear you say that.
And I'll say why here in a second. Okay. So let's go back to the Phantom 4 Pro, though. Again, it's small in nature, but it's very versatile. It has a 20.1 megapixel sensor, which is the same sensor as the Inspire 2 X4S camera.
Okay.
All right. So that's always good. Really high quality sensor, DSLR grade sensor. We're talking a 1-inch CMOS sensor. So think of something like maybe a 70D, like a Canon. What I love about the Phantom 4 Pro, it has intelligent flight capabilities. So if you're doing mapping and you need to get obliques or orbits, you've got the point of interest and it works really, really well. Which, by the way, when I got my Inspire 2, it did not have that.
Hmm.
Now, I know if you update your firmware to the current version, it has it. But for a while, the Inspire 2 literally did not have point of interest mode.
Interesting.
Which so was the... like, are you kidding me? Like, I just paid $5,000 for this thing and it doesn't have the same feature as a wow. Phantom 4 Pro. So
that's crazy.
They changed that, though. Anyway, for good reason. Also, the Phantom 4 Pro, if you're flying a Mavic or a Spark and you're wanting to move up, the Phantom 4 Pro is... what I have actually told a lot of surfers to buy over the Mavic Pro for one simple reason. It has attitude mode. So it has just so much more controllability.
Right.
Also, I love the Phantom 4 Pro because it's cheap and it's easy to replace. And a lot of people may say, well, Paul, you're an a-ho for even saying that. But there are shots where you have to be completely okay with losing the bird. And
yeah.
like, honestly, I prefer to fly that way because it eliminates worry and doubt. And most of the time that I do this shot thinking like, hey, I may lose the drone anyway.
And by the way, that doesn't mean unsafely.
Correct.
To clarify.
Yeah. This just means like I'm going to put the drone below a bridge, over moving water, in wind, over water, and there's only 3 feet below the bridge, and but it would be an epic shot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So by flying that way, you're going to get shots that the majority of people won't get because they're not willing to fly with that kind of risk.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and remember, we're not risking safety of people. That's
right.
Really, really important.
So, just safety of the drone.
Correct. Yes. I like also in the Phantom 4, the ability to turn off all the sensors and still have full control. It's flying in attitude mode. But there are a couple cons to the Phantom 4 Pro. It's limited by the wind, limited by weather scenarios. But my conclusion on the Phantom 4 Pro is right now it is by far the best drone you can buy for the money.
And so you could actually buy, what, three P4 Pros?
Mm-hmm.
Versus the Inspire 2.
True.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Have a whole
fleet. That's another thing, too. If you buy Care Refresh on a Phantom 4 Pro, it's like $300. You break your Phantom 4 Pro. You get another one the next day. And that's it.
Yeah.
There's almost no reason in being insured other than the liability of property and persons, you know? At least there's no reason to have hull insurance anymore. That's for damn sure.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is the beauty. It's funny. One guy said a long time ago, and he got roasted on social media, it was funny because you just see that a majority of social media people who have the time to spend on social media are in a certain audience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there are other people who take filming to the extreme and they think about scenarios in a very different mindset.
Right.
And one guy was saying like, yeah, the Inspire Pro is the cheapest 4K camera that I can destroy on a whim, you know? And everyone was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, he's got a point, you know?
That's kind of what you were just saying. Yeah.
I would have used the Phantom 4 Pro because I can put it in smaller places. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I like about the Phantom 4 Pro. Easy to travel with, easy to replace, extremely large sensor, full control, and I'm not going to mind if I lose it.
Let's just say I've seen the case that the Inspire 2 is in.
Yes.
That thing is a beast.
Monster. Monster.
I mean, you got to have an extra wide door for that thing to fit through.
It actually doesn't fit through one of my doors in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Through a standard, what?
30, it has to be a 36-inch door. Yeah.
30-inch door, it probably won't fit.
I don't know what size tight. My bathroom door is, but now I'm going to go home and measure it. Yeah. I don't know why I was trying to take it in the bathroom.
That's an interesting test.
But no, for whatever reason, I think I was just like, I wonder if
maybe
it fits through this
store
door.
Store it in there
boom,
or something.
Hey, when I'm taking a poo, I really like to study my drone.
That's when you do your best work.
Hey, I'm focused, no distractions.
So it's interesting to hear you talk about this. All of that said, I would have to say that I see you fly the Inspire 1 or even the Inspire 2 more than the P4 Pro.
Well, that is true. And one last thing, I'm going to just keep going down the list on the Inspire 2, Inspire 1, because there are reasons to buy an Inspire 1 over an Inspire 2. There are reasons to buy an Inspire 1 over a Phantom 4 Pro, and there are reasons to buy a Phantom 4 Pro over an Inspire 2. Mm-hmm. You do see me flying the Inspire 2 a lot. I love the sensor, and honestly, I like the way... if you haven't flown an Inspire and you've flown a Phantom, it's difficult to understand what I'm about to say, but the Inspire 2 flies almost like it's a pendulum where most of its weight is below the lifting surface. Hmm. Whereas, yes, you have a lot of the weight below the lifting surface on a Phantom, but most of the weight is like right below the lifting surface, whereas a lot of the weight on an Inspire 2 is much lower than that. Hmm. So when the Inspire 2 flies, it always snaps back to level safe flight faster than an Inspire 1. Faster than a Phantom 4 Pro. Hmm. The Inspire 2 and the Inspire 1 essentially will snap back because of that pendulum effect. Now, let's talk about the Inspire 2 for a second. Obviously, it can handle more wind and more flight scenarios based on weather than a Phantom 4 Pro. And yes, even an Inspire 1, because the Inspire 2 has dual compasses and dual IMUs. Now, it's better for mapping, and it's more accurate than an Inspire 1. The ability to operate in, obviously, more scenarios, I already said that. It has more payload capacity than an Inspire 1 or a Phantom 4 Pro. It has more flight time than an Inspire 1. It has more redundancy than the Phantom 4 Pro or the Inspire 1. So what do I mean? I mean that there's battery redundancy.
Right.
So it's easier to travel. If you're having issues with TSA, it's easier to travel with an Inspire 2 batteries because of the size of the batteries, but also they use two batteries for each flight. So you get more flight time, but also you get redundancy. Here's what I don't like about the Inspire 2. Those same batteries that offer the same redundancy are extremely expensive.
Yeah.
And frankly, I've never had an issue with an Inspire like one battery to the point of critical failure. Meaning, yeah, I've had batteries give me battery voltage warnings before. Yes, I've been flying over water, but I still had time to bring the bird back to me, which was only like 15, 20 seconds. There was no upward force. You had to move laterally, think on your feet. And yeah, I've had it happen twice, but I've never had a catastrophic failure with a battery.
Right.
So I could just be lucky. That being said, the other cons of the Inspire 2 is that there is no zoom camera unless you buy the $10,000 Z30 or whatever it is. Also, I think that there is not as precise flight control on the Inspire 2 as the Inspire 1. And it's funny, I talk to a lot of people about this, but I feel like the Inspire 1 is like the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Like, it can just do anything.
It's very versatile.
You can throw it at anything. It's like a Toyota. It'll just keep going. Like, you know, no big deal. I've had my Inspire 1 soaked by a wave. I've had my Inspire 1... I don't know how it happened, but it soaked again because of, we were filming, a blob. It was really fun, actually. I mean, like, the thing has just, like, it has had stuff thrown at it, splashed at it, water thrown on it, salt water thrown on it, and it just keeps going.
Hmm.
So,
then, like a Glock.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Rob. The Inspire 2, though, I have had so many small semantic BS issues. It's just annoying. Like, there's always something wrong. And one thing I really like over the Inspire 1 over the Inspire 2 is simply just the app. On the Inspire One app, if I put all my settings in, it's going to keep all my settings in. That's DJI Go, the first version.
Right.
DJI Go 4 changes my settings every single freaking time I fly. And it is the most annoying
every
thing
every time
ever.
You fly.
Every single time I put a new battery in.
Oh, that's brutal.
Some of the settings stay consistent, but a lot of them change every single time. With the old Inspire One, if I wanted to set up my camera settings and leave them there and lock them in place and lock my gains in place and lock all these other settings in place, they were locked.
Hmm.
And every time I flew, popped in a new battery, they would just stay there. With the Inspire 2, every time I pop in a new battery, all those settings go away. It's just like reset.
And that doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, it does if you're a coder and a developer, because they push these firmware updates out so fast. There's multiple vehicles inside one app, so you have multiple updates inside the updates. And frankly, it's just so much going on, there's always a problem. I'm back to, I don't update my drones anymore.
Yeah.
I'm back to it.
But they don't have to push out the firmware updates to where it does that. I mean, they could program it such that it keeps your existing settings.
They could, but from what I understand from a coder's perspective is that it makes it exponentially more difficult to do firmware updates.
Hmm.
I don't know how. I'm not a coder. I don't know. Please comment if you do.
No, I mean, I could just see the variables increase exponentially.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about a company that I call it pure laziness, because you're talking about a company that has, 2,000 engineers.
Sure.
Why can't they get that right?
Yeah, no,
Come on.
They absolutely could. It's a matter of priority is what it sounds like. You brought up payload.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, how important is that? So I asked that question because, for example, as I understand it, DJI has established the Inspire 2 to not make it an industrial drone, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you really going to need that extra payload for?
Well, that's a really good question. The X5 camera was kind of heavy for the Inspire 1. A lot of people say it flies fine, blah, blah, blah. I don't think so. I think it's a little bit too much weight for that bird. Just a little bit too much. Because you don't have the smoothness and control that you do with the X3. Like, it's just not as agile. With the Inspire 2, when you fly the X5S, it carries it carries that camera as if it's no different from the X4S. So when I say it's got a better payload capacity, that's also going to equate to endurance when you put a larger camera on there.
Okay.
And that's really important. Now, the Inspire 2, though, a couple cons. Again, not as precise flight control as the Inspire 1. I've been noticing that there are priority controls on the Inspire 2 that the Inspire 1 doesn't have.
Hmm.
What do I mean priority controls? I mean that your roll and pitch are priority over elevation and yaw for whatever reason. And I've tested this over and over and over again.
When you say they're priority, you mean they're more sensitive on the sticks?
Here's the example. If I hit full elevation and I hit full forward pitch on my Inspire 1, I'm going to get a nice, perfect, linear elevation in, rise over run. It's going to be perfect just going up as they mix both elevation and forward momentum perfectly together.
Okay.
Inspire 2, if I hit elevation and pitch full power, both going up, it's going to prioritize pitch over elevation.
So then you're not going to get that smooth, to use your word, linear rise.
Exactly. The rise over run kind of, think of it mathematically, trying to give you guys visuals here. So think of it more as a parabola, right? You're going out before you go up.
Right.
Right. So it's just a little bit different. And maybe I'm just being a whiny little bee and saying, because I like the Inspire so much. But I find myself having to redo shots with the Inspire 2 way more often than with the Inspire 1.
It's
just because of how it's flight controls. And I've messed with the settings and I've adjusted my gains and expos. And I've noticed a trend in the new DJI prosumer stuff. The more and more prosumer stuff we get, the easier and easier it is to use, but also the more and more dumbed down it is. Like the M600 would be an Alta drone beater. Literally, like, it would destroy the Alta if you could put it in a 30-degree forward pitch with full power.
Right.
And you can't do that because it's geriatric mode. Like, literally.
That's the only mode it has, essentially.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's software limited. And I'm just saying, like, if DJI were to allow and vet, clearly they're afraid of people doing some things. And I understand. But if they can vet pilots like that pro thing or whatever, and, you know, let people have more control of their drones, I think they would be even more competitive.
Like a pro firmware of some sort.
Yeah.
Version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting. So I don't know. Do you have more?
Yeah, I have a lot more. Wow. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's good. I'm sure everyone appreciates it.
A lot of people are still using the Inspire one for a lot of stuff. The whole HBO argument a while ago is out the door now. They're using Inspire 2s now. Inspire 1, here's why you would like the Inspire 1. If you need flexibility in shots, if you're a one-man team, you do a lot of commercials on your own, you're a producer, you're a director, but you fly as well, the Inspire 1 is really good for you. Why? Number one, you can fly in more wind than the Phantom 4 Pro. You've got that pendulum effect. And this is like the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter of like drones. Like, mm-hmm. you can control it in any way you want. And, you know, don't let me forget, but let's go back and I'm going to read the DJI statistics of these drones. And then I'm going to pull up my DJI Go app and give you my maximum, essentially records of what I've done with the drones and match those statistics versus what's on the website. Because in reality, what you can do with these drones is very different than what's on the website. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate that because in the past, DJI was the hype machine. You can do this, and this, and reality was very low.
Right.
Now they're under promising and over delivering a little bit. So something we believe in. Inspire 1. I already told you the pros about flying in weather. It's got agility, speed, precise control, but it also has the most flexibility for people. Why? You can fly the Z3 camera. That's mm-hmm. zoom, right? You got 80 millimeters of zoom. Looks great. High resolution camera, you can fly the X5. You're not going to get that much endurance. So the flight time on the Inspire 1, in my experience, is about half of the Inspire 2.
Whoa.
Yeah. So.
Okay. That's pretty significant.
Yeah. But again, it's flexibility over endurance. And I'm really trying to present a full story for everyone here so you can make the best decision. You know, are you trying to film weddings? If yes, then look, you can't fly over people. We all know it. It's only mm-hmm. a matter of time before one of your competition calls the FAA on you. Like, let's face it.
Right.
So use a zoom camera, then you never have to fly over anyone.
Right.
It's just about being creative in solving these problems. I mean, I flew a wedding 2 weeks ago in Corrales, and the guy was like, you know, I really want to hire you, and everyone says you're the best, but I'm not sure the money's worth it because you're not supposed to fly over people. And I'm like, yeah, and? And what's the problem?
Like, right.
You know what I mean? So I just had to explain to him how I would do it. And then I'm like, I'm never doing that again. I'm just going to paint some stupid story to make it simple.
No, I mean, helping because everybody has a perspective of how they think it should look, right? And so people have that vision in their mind of that direct overshot view mm-hmm. when in fact you can do a lot more creative stuff that they're going to be very happy with. You just have to help them understand that.
Agreed. And so you can also, on the Inspire 1, you have a lot more flexibility in shots too. Like, you can do the vertigo effect on an Inspire 1. Can't do it on an Inspire 2 unless you have the X5S. Unlock the Pro Cinema stuff. That's another $1,000. And then you got to buy the lens, like the 1442 that we have, that we used to use on the Z cameras. That's the same lens that works on the X5.
Okay.
Then you'd have to power that from below. You know, it's just like, there's just so many, it's just not as flexible. Now, one thing I wrote on here that I'm kind of going to take back is that I love the Inspire 1 as a great live feeding platform because the X3, you don't have to focus the camera. It's always in focus. You can fly the Inspire 1 literally all day long without a problem, and the feed is pretty good. Mm-hmm. But now I think the Inspire 2 is actually a better live streaming platform. I really wish the X4 was infinite focus, just because it would make live streaming so much easier.
Right.
But, you know, it just adds another variable. The fact that we have reliability on the batteries definitely helps with live streaming, and the increased flight time definitely helps too. But I wish there were little nuances that DJI would do with the Inspire 2, like a live streaming camera. You know, X4S is cheap, $600. Why not a $300 camera that's made specifically for live streaming, infinite focus?
Yeah.
You know, no focus control, because I have seen, and maybe this is a good thing for our industry, I have seen countless people who say they're pilots, go do events, live streaming stuff, out of focus, can't keep up with riders. Like, yeah. It's fascinating. I mean, it is just, people are learning right now the difference between a good drone pilot and a bad drone pilot.
For sure.
So I would say in conclusion, the Phantom 4 Pro is the best drone for the money because it's easy to replace, huge camera sensor, unbelievable capability in flight, and all around the best drone for the money. Inspire 2, you know, very, very powerful drone, extremely reliable, very redundant, has multiple redundancies, but you're going to pay a lot of money for that.
And it's overkill probably for what Cameron was looking for, which was real estate and golf course stuff.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's overkill for that. But if he's got a golf course and he's dealing with, you know, intense winds, he's probably going to need an Inspire.
True.
The Phantom 4 Pro just can't really get good quality footage over 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So at least 20 miles an hour in wind.
But an Inspire 1 could.
Oh, yeah. I've flown the Inspire 1 in up to 45 mile an hour winds and still captured buttery smooth footage. It's all about how you do it.
Exactly. You're using the wind to your advantage is the only way that's going to work.
And the app and the people who are like, how do you use the app to control the camera? I'm like, are you serious? Like, this is like the secret. This is like how you get really good footage in the wind is you have really smooth motion with your fingers. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to use the controller. It's so much easier.
Like, right.
And people are like, it's so hard. I'm like, you shouldn't be. Just go home. Just go home.
Or just go practice. Maybe that's better advice.
No, just go home. Just drop everything and leave it there. We're going to let someone else come pick it up who will put the time in. So anyway, that's what I say.
Or listen to the podcast.
Or listen to the podcast. Well, I say that because if you have an open mind, you're willing to learn, and you put the time in, there is nothing in your way of success other than your own mental obstacles.
Absolutely.
So anyway, conclusion, Inspire 2, very good for redundancies, very reliable, very expensive. Inspire 1, the most flexible drone on the market, the ability to fly in extreme weather, and reliability over time. I currently have 1,400 hours on my Inspire 1.
Really?
And I have not had a single piece of equipment fail on it, ever.
Solid bird.
Ever. Now, one of my motors is changing color, and John said I should probably replace it. I want to see how long that mofo lasts.
Crap. I knew that was coming. I think we should listen to the wisdom of John.
Well, he was also like, you know how you come in for those really sharp 180 turns that everyone like tries to copy you on? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, the blades are literally like hyper spinning like this and snapping back down. That's what's causing that noise. And he's like, and your motor's overspinning. He's like, that's literally what it is. And if you look at the new firmware upgrades, it's literally, they say motor overspin.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Inspire 2, I can't even do a hard snap and a left turn. I can only do a hard snap and a right turn.
Really?
Maybe that's personal control, but every time I try to throw it in a hard left turn, it will not let me yaw that fast. It stops it. Yeah. Even in attitude mode where I'm supposed to have full control, it still stops it. That's why I don't like the Inspire 2 because it's over-engineered. There's too much software.
Yeah.
Give me a good basic foundation and what I do with it is up to me.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why I'm so
happy. But they're also engineering it to the masses, right?
Well, the Inspire 2 is supposed to be quote unquote prosumer. But a lot of people who have money are like, wah, I've got money there, Bob. So why get the Phantom? I'm going right for the Inspire. I think that answers our question here. Did I miss anything?
I don't see how you could have. I hope that answers your question, Cameron. Obviously, you can always call in a follow-up question and ask for clarification on something.
Ooh, one other thing. Inspire 1 and Inspire 2 have dual operator control.
Mm.
But also another benefit of that is that if you buy a second remote and your remote ever dies, you always have a backup.
That's true.
Like, for example, yesterday when we were filming that drills course and the preparation for the fly-in, my remote died mid-flight.
No kidding. Wait, battery?
Yeah.
Okay.
The remote died. Drone came back, got out the slave remote, went in, said, give master control to slave. Went on the other remote, plugged my phone in, said, take over control, press the linking button. Poof.
Bada bing.
Yep.
Nice.
And we filmed a video on how to do that too.
So. Oh, good.
It'll be on YouTube.
Just like about everything that you do, we need to
I'm starting to learn that. It's just, well, I think we have 2 dozen videos in editing right now. Like literally 24 videos.
Yep.
So there's a lot.
A lot coming.
Yep, we've just only increased. So, all right, guys, well, I think that's going to do it for us today. If you found this podcast useful or helpful, please share it with someone or leave us a review. Just take 10 seconds. Why? Because it helps other people learn. The more people that fly well and fly responsibly, the more freedoms we have to fly. And you're seeing our freedom to fly under attack right now with all the different Senate and congressional bills that are coming out. So it's important that we remain steadfast and become advocates for this industry. Not only through what we say, but what we do. That's why you're a part of Drone U. Thank you very much for watching. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
Thank you.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.